Blog Talk Radio.
Girls, let's go. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via Facebook or Twitter, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's 516-531-9483. And you guys can listen live to the show through this number. And then if you'd like to give your comments or give your opinions on today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty for all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I see there are more people joining the show now, and thank you guys for tuning in. Now, before we get into the show, I guess we'll do our weather, right? Right now it's 86 degrees in the ATL. That is our high today, 86. Tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy, 90. Saturday, sunshine, 92. Sunday, sunshine, 92. And then it looks like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all look like thunderstorms. But we get in the mid-80s, and you know how it is this time of year. You know, especially in Georgia and Florida, you had these pop up thunderstorms or rain showers that happen, right? So, again, don't let that keep you from getting your barbecue grill going. All right, anytime, right? Anytime there's a break in the weather, the rain stops or whatever, get out there, fire up that grill, right? That's what I do. So that's your weather. Now, let's see. Our word of the day is, I don't know how to pronounce that. Let's see how you pronounce that. Slumgullion. Slumgullion, S-L-U-M-G-U-L-L-I-O-N. Slumgullion is a noun, and it's the meaning of it. It means a meat stew. A meat stew is slumgullion. A meat stew, and I like meat stews. I like them. I like that stew beef. I love the stew beef. You know, that stuff is just wow. It's unbelievable, but I love stew beef. I love any kind of, I love brunswick stew. Like I said, beef stew. Just pretty much any kind of stew or soup or whatever. I really do enjoy that stuff. Okay? And so if some of my listeners out there that do really good stews or soups, let me know about it, invite me to a party or something, and I'll come over and try your stew beef or your beef stew. I'd enjoy that a lot, okay? So do that, and if you invite me, I'll come, all right? If you invite me, I'll come. Now, today's episode is entitled, Are Men Selfish Lovers? Are men selfish lovers? And why do women allow them to get away with it? Okay? And I know this is a hot topic, and a lot of people tuning into the show, so let's get into it. And again, guys, 516-531-9483. Just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show, and we can get together, and we'll be on the air, and we can talk. We can discuss this stuff, all right? And again, this is my opinion, right? No facts or whatever. This is just my opinion. And I'm going to throw it out there to you guys. Are men selfish lovers? And I think what's meant by that is we want women, our women, our girl, our spouse, whomever she may be. Even maybe some of the women that you meet, you know, first night, one night stand or whatever, okay? Then the men, you know, they want certain acts, right? They want certain things to happen, okay? And men are not shy about saying what they want to happen. You know, I like this, I like that, I like to do this, I like to do that. Men aren't shy about that. Okay? But women are, I think. It's just my opinion. Again, if you have an opinion, call into the show and give it. But, you know, men, you know, we'll tell a young lady or a wife or whomever what we want, right? How we want it, right? And that's what I tell my ladies all the time, my lady listeners on the show, is that if you tell your man exactly what you want, he'll do it for you. But, you know, you can't just say, you know, rub my thighs. You know what I'm saying? And you know, expect things to go the way you want them from there. You with me? That's not what I'm saying. You know, you have to tell a man and be specific to a man about what you want, about what you like. Okay? And the reason I say, you know, I'm asking are men selfish lovers is because men, I mean, like I said, men will tell women what they want it, how they like it, whatever. And that's okay. But you turn it around when a woman wants to be vocal about what she wants and wants you to maybe reciprocate with her, then, you know, we get amnesia. You know, you'd be like, I don't do that. What don't you do? I don't do that, right? I just do the old fashioned thing, do that, and I'm good. But if you want me to do that, that ain't happening. But you turn it around and men want the women to do that to them. Y'all with me? I'm trying to keep it clean, right? But you turn it around and men want women to do that to them. So if the woman says, nah, I don't do that, you know. I don't do that. Then the man, you know, now it's going to be a situation that's starting to lose its steam, if you know what I mean. And so that, you know, so would you say by thinking that way, that makes men selfish lovers? And I'm not saying all men, right? I'm not saying all men. I'm just saying some men are this way. You know, they tell a woman what they want to have happen to them. But then when a woman asks for it in return, nah. I don't do that. But you know, I think that at the same time, some men are losing their women this way, right? Because some women, they know what they want. They know how they want it. And I you know, I'm good with that. If you tell me what you want, how you want it, why wouldn't I try to give that to you? Why wouldn't I try to make you feel the best? Why wouldn't I try to give you what you like? Why wouldn't I? I mean, I'm not paying for it, right? You're not no escort or nothing. We're just having a good time. So even if you're just having a good time with a young lady, why wouldn't you want to give her what she wants so she can have a good time? If she's going to reciprocate and give you what you want so you can have a good time, why not? Guys, I'm telling you, you guys are missing the boat. If you tell a woman no, then she's going to turn around and tell you no. Okay? Don't tell women no. And ladies, don't tell men no, you don't do that. Well, no, you won't do that. Because that now that turns around and shows your selfishness. And then it turns around and say, hey, this dude might not be here much longer, be with you much longer as far as friends. Yeah, and I want to be friends anymore. Once you tell them, no, I don't do that, you know. And then it's like, okay, I hang in there. I'll work with her anyway. But, you know, that's not really what's going on, right? And you'll lose a man that way just like you'll lose a woman that way. So do not tell your girl, your lady, your wife, or whatever, do not tell her no. You don't do that. You better, get in there and take one for the team. Right? You hear some women say that, they don't really like that because such and such and such and such, but that's not true. They're just telling you that. At the same time, they may not have had that high that they're looking for through that type of sex, right? They may not have had that high through that type of sex because they hadn't experienced someone that knows what they're doing, right? Knows how to push her to that high. Because I'm telling you, once she hits that high that she wants or she thinks she wants through, again, I'm trying to keep it clean, through oral sex, then, what's higher, the moon? Y'all know what I'm saying? There's nothing higher than that, Now, I'll tell you, I know there are guys out there that say they don't do that or they won't do that, they've never done that, and I don't want to do that, I might end up in a place where I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying? Get off the mark and get to another mark that you don't want to be at. It's a problem. But if you, everybody's laughing at me, but if you know what you're doing, then, there's probably, nothing else that you can do to your wife or girlfriend or whatever that would put her in that feeling. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be clean, baby. Trying to be clean. 516-531-9483. Call me. And again, we're talking about men being selfish lovers. Now, what? Now, this is the thing that I'm kind of shaking about is that why do you ladies allow your man to get away with being a selfish lover? Why do you do him and he don't do you? You know what I'm saying? Why? That's the way to get away with it. Well, Frank, he's good at other stuff, and you know, but you want other stuff, but you also want this. Okay? I'm gonna say something else to the ladies out there. Once a man goes there with you, it's hard to keep your mind off that guy, even after, you know, you guys may have gone your separate ways. You'll be 4 or 5 years down the road talking to one of your girlfriends and say, man, I remember in 2013 I was dating this guy, such and such, such and such, and he was, you know, he could go, right? And they'll tell that experience. Now, guys, tell me, when you want your girl to be talking about you that way, to being away from you for 5 years, you see there? And that's what I'm saying is that so don't tell your man or your woman no. Don't say no. I don't do that. Don't say no. I don't do that. Don't say it because it's, you know, it's right there. And your woman, she's, you know, she's ready for it. If she asked you right there to do this, why would you say no? Excuse me. And again, never say no to your girlfriend. Never say no to your wife. As I'm saying, as far as this type of sex, right? Never say no to her. Because, again, you don't want her to say no to you. And I'm not talking about all men, but some men are selfish lovers. They want their girl or their lover or whatever things to them to get them there. But when she wants you to reciprocate and, you know, do her, then you know you guys out there, I don't do that. What don't you do? There's nothing that you don't do. I'm telling you guys, there's nothing that you don't do. If, you know, it may be, well, you know, there may be something that you don't do, but, you know, there are limits there. But I'm saying is, you know, you feel like it's not going to hurt you or whatever, then, hey, go for it. If that's going to work for her, go for it, because your ultimate goal is to take care of her, right? Man, yeah, we're gonna get ours, right? But your ultimate goal is to have her get hers. You know, and what I mean by get hers is, I mean, she's she climaxed. She had an orgasm. And if you were able to give it to her orally, hey, you're on top of the game, right? And then you know, you tell her, I like that too. And if you want her to reciprocate, and she said, nah, brother, I don't do that. Then it's gonna be a problem because that's what you like. That's what you want. And then you turn around and you say, think about it now. And you say, man, when I used to date Dorothy back in 2013, man, Dorothy did it all. And so you can't stop thinking about Dorothy because of what Dorothy did that you like. Dorothy did to you what you won't do to your girl. Or Dorothy did to you that what your girl would not do to you. You're like, man, I know it's been 5 years, but I got to find Dorothy. And that's what I'm saying is that, ladies, don't tell your man, no, I don't do that. Don't do it. Men, don't tell your wives or your girlfriend, no, I don't do that. Okay? And especially your wife. Don't tell your wife that I don't do that. Don't tell your wife, no, I'm not doing it. Don't say no. Okay? And you know, handle your business, man. Handle your business because, you know, you're probably at the point now where you wanna do something, you know, almost every night. And if it's gonna be right like that, man, it makes it even better, right? I mean, it's gonna be good nights and not so good nights along the way, but that's okay. That happens. But man, when she does it right, nothing like it. And men, when you do it right to your woman, there's nothing like it. Okay? And I know some of you guys out there thinking, man, Frank, you crazy, man. You crazy, man. I don't do that, man. You know? I don't put my nose down there, man. I'm just saying, guys. Right? She's clean, right? I hope she's clean. I mean, you might not want to bark at her when she just got back from aerobics, but you know, let her get out of the shower. Right? She let you get out of the shower or whatever. Man, this real stuff, right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, again, there are some men out there still. I guarantee you, there are men my age out there. I'm 53 years old. There are men out there my age that say, hey, I don't do that. Never done that. You know, never done that. Ain't never had to. I always put it down. I ain't never had to do that. But they've had women that did that to them. And absolutely nothing. Why wouldn't you give her that same glory? Why would you? Everybody laughing at me. Why wouldn't you give her that you know, that feeling? Why not? Tell me why not. There's no reason, right? Again, she's your girl. Your girl clean. Take care of her. Hey, guys, that's all the show. Everybody's laughing at me, but hey, guys, that's all the show I have today. I'll be back tomorrow. Same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. And I'm going to have a great show for you guys tomorrow. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Woo. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a finger on your booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it in submission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that chill it, watch me flip it like a fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, get boogie, they sit on my neck. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You call for you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you.